Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, you're welcome back to the programme. We are now live from the D Hotel in Drogheda. We've come into a room full of children and the parents. Good morning, everybody. Look at them. They're so happy to be here. We're happy to have you here. And thank you. Well done to all our champions from Leinster. Anyone who got up here today a little bit earlier on, I know there were many more as well, and who spelt their words out. And didn't make it to the final six that I have in front of me. Don't worry, you're still amazing. AMAZING. There is nothing to be upset about or annoyed about. You're smart and you're clever and you're important and you're fab. FAB, fab. So please don't take that as a problem. And you all deserve extra special treats tonight from your parents because you're brilliant and you're. Schools have so much to be proud of, and you're reading books and you're knowing words and you got here, and that's great. Okay, and then there were six. You're all welcome. There's six people in front of me that you at home or wherever you're listening today can't see, but they look really, really clever as well as the other friends that we didn't get a chance to meet earlier on. So the spelling bee has been going on here this morning, and now we need to find ourselves a Leinster champion, and we're going to do that in the next few minutes. I'm going to ask our friends to spell a few words, and we'll see how we get on. I'm surrounded by intellectual brilliance on my left and my right, so that if I make a mistake, I have someone to blame. And that's why they're here this morning. So thank you for nice to meet you again. We spoke to you a little earlier on, and it's good to say hello. So let's get down to business and say hello to Dara. Hiya, Dara. Do you want to hold the mic up to your mouth there? Dara, well done for getting this far. What school are you from?
Gorey Educate Together.
Okay, and what class are you in there?
Sixth class.
Which makes you how old?
12.
Okay, you ready for your first word?
Yes.
Well, first word with me here looking at you. Okay, your word is presumptuous.
Presumptuous. P or E S U M P T U O U S. Presumptuous.
Correct.
Oh, thank God. I mean, honestly, it felt like an hour and a half. Yes, you did well. Oh, jeez, how long is this going to go on for? How long have we got? This is the first spelling of the spell. I've aged 15 years. I'm only looking at you 3 seconds. Next, we'll say hello to you, Emily. From where?
Wicklow.
At what school?
Avoca National School.
Avoca National School. And you're in sixth class as well there, are you? And who's your teacher in Avoca?
Miss Corcoran.
Okay. Is she good? Don't answer that. Okay. Are you ready for your word?
Yeah.
Okay. And your word is transcontinental.
Transcontinental. T or A N S C O N T I N E N T I A L. Transcontinental.
I'm sorry, Emily, that's incorrect. The spelling is T R A N S C O N T I N E N T A L.
And that doesn't matter a damn, because no one can spell that, including the man or woman who invented the word. So don't worry. You've nothing to be worried about there. You did very well. It just got tripped up at the tail end of that thing, but you'll never forget that word for as long as you live. But you did really well. Okay, well done, Emily. We now have Jean-Ted. Are you ready for your word?
Yeah.
Remind me where you're from. We met earlier.
I'm from Dublin, St. Patrick's Boys National School in Drumcondra.
Okay, you've got somebody special in the audience today, don't you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
My granny came over from Bulgaria to see me. Oh.
And she's here today to fly the flag for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, how are you feeling? You ready to go?
I'm sort of nervous, but yeah, I'm okay.
You know, there's six people here looking at me in yellow T-shirts. You're one of them, and there are six justifiably nervous heads. So take your time. Yeah. Deep breaths, everybody. Okay, you're ready to go? Good man. Okay, here's your word, Jean-Ted. Your word is... I'll start again. Sequester.
Sequester.
Yes.
What's that mean?
The judge, I'll give you a definition, sorry. One, to remove or separate. Usually passive, to retire into seclusion. It can be used in law to take, say, property temporarily out of the possession of its owner, especially until the claims of creditors are satisfied or a court order is complied with. And then four, in international law, if I still have you, to requisition or appropriate, that is to say enemy property. The word is sequester.
Sequester. S-E-Q-U-E-S-T-E-R. Sequester.
Good Lord, yes.
Correct.
I felt like it was an hour telling you what it was about. I just knocked it on my head in a second. Kate, good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, and tell me where you're from.
I'm from Heath National School in Leash.
In Leash?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're in sixth class in Leash?
No, I'm in fifth.
You're in fifth class?
Yeah.
And you're surrounded by sixth class people mostly?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're one of the younger ones. How old are you?
I'm 12.
How are you feeling this morning?
Nervous.
Nervous, okay. You ready for the deep breath?
Yep.
There it is. Okay, here's your word. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, your word is isolationism.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, isolationism.
Could you put that in a sentence?
Of course I could. The Chinese used to be prone to isolationism, but not anymore.
Isolationism. I-S-O-L-A-T-I-O-N-I-S-M. Isolationism.
Correct.
Well done. Good Lord. It's going to be a long day, friends. It's going to be a long day. Matt, are you well?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Matt?
Meath.
Meath. What school are you in there?
St. Oliver Plunkett National School.
You had to think about that, didn't you? Because you only go there every day. What class are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth class. And your teacher's name?
Mr. Ryan.
Is Mr. Ryan here today?
No.
Why? He's probably busy teaching, is he? He's got a job to do. Okay. Are you ready for your word?
Yeah.
Deep breath and good to go? That's a sigh. But we'll take it. Yeah, your word is eclectic or eclectic.
Eclectic. Could I have the definition, please?
Sure. It's an adjective in art, philosophy, etc. Selecting what seems best from various styles, doctrines, ideas, methods, etc. Also composed of elements drawn from a variety of sources, styles, etc. And the third definition is a person who favours an eclectic approach, especially in art or philosophy.
Could I have it in a sentence, please?
Sure. Her eclectic taste in clothes made her the talk of the town.
Eclectic. E. C. H. L. E. C. T. I. C. Eclectic.
I'm sorry, Matt, that's incorrect. The spelling is E. C. L. E. C. T. I. C.
Okay, you did it. You had a good stab at it, though, in fairness to you, Matt. And I'm sorry, but you didn't... Not so far at this time, but well done for having a good go. Now, Oisín is our next man. Good morning to you, Oisín.
Good morning.
And you're from where?
St. Jude's National School in Longford.
In Longford. And you're of what class there?
Sixth.
Sixth class. And are you a reader?
Yes, definitely.
Who do you like to read?
A good few authors.
Do you want to give me some names and dazzle me?
J.K. Rowling.
Great.
Owen Colfer.
Great. That's enough. You've got great taste. Okay. Are you ready for your word?
Yes.
Deep breath and good to go? Here it is. Okay. Your word, Oisín, is acclivity.
Can I have in a sentence, please?
The acclivity of the hill made the climb difficult.
And can I have a definition, please?
Acclivity. An upward slope, especially of the ground.
And can you repeat the word, please?
Yes, sure. Acclivity.
Acclivity. A C L I V I T Y, acclivity.
I'm sorry, Oisín, that's incorrect. The spelling is A C C L I V I T Y.
Listen, I like books too, and I've never heard of that word. I'm walking up very, very unsteep hills or something, but I don't know that word. So, for what it's worth, you know, we all fall together, if you know what I'm saying. Okay. So will we say goodbye to the amazing children who did very well but just didn't manage to get any further? Thanks, lads. If you want to make your way off, well done. And thanks, boys and girls. And then there were three. You've been doing so well, but we can only have one champion, as it were, today, in the sense that only one of you can emerge from the top. So let's do that now with our final three spellers. So this is our first.
Mm-mm.
No.
We'll
okay. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Good. So I'm just getting a little bit of a steer here as to where we're going next. If you're just joining us, we're live from Drogheda in the D Hotel for the Spelling Bee with Easons, and it's we're down to our final three kids for the Leinster final. So we're going to start with Dara.
Mm-hmm.
Dara, are you ready to go? Your word is transmittivity.
Could you give me the definition, please?
Yeah, it's from physics. The transmittance of unit thickness of a substance, neglecting any scattering effects.
Could you put it in a sentence, please?
Yeah, in the laboratory, I need to go to the loo, excuse me. In the laboratory, we measured the transmittivity of the metals.
Can you repeat it one more time, please?
Transmittivity.
Transmittivity. T or A N S. M I T. T. I. V. I T Y. Transmittivity.
Correct.
You really make us suffer, Dara. You know. I mean, I know you're thinking about it and everything, but you've put your put. When people say to you, you look about 90, I'll say, well, there's a girl called Dara. It's her fault. Jean Ted, are you ready for your word?
Yeah.
Your word is quintuplicate.
Quintuplicate.
Yes.
Quintuplicate. Quintuplicate. Quintuplicate.
Correct.
And that's the opposite. Correct is the answer. So, well, give him a round of applause for quintuplicate, for God's sake. Kate, are you ready for your word?
No, but
I know how you feel. Here's your word, expletive.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, expletive.
Can you say it back to us first, Kate?
Expletive.
Yeah.
Expletive. Expletive.
Sorry, Kate, that's incorrect. The spelling is E-X-P-L-E-T-I-V-E.
That close. You did very, very well. Well done, Kate. Wow. Thank you, Kate. You want to go and join your friends? Yeah, well done. You're super. Okay. We're going to go to a knockout now.
So we don't tell them if they're correct or incorrect until they've both spelled.
Okay, so we don't tell either of our friends in front of us if they are correct or not until they've both had a go at the spelling.
Sure, nice
to give her a big hug, dear. Okay, now, that's it. And your sister is doing the honours there. I love that. Okay, now, where are we going for our first spelling then in the knockout round? Good and good. Okay, so, Dara, I need you to spell for me the following word, please. Xenophobe.
Could you put it in a sentence, please?
The xenophobe was not happy to share the taxi with people he didn't know.
And the definition, please?
A person who hates or fears foreigners or strangers.
Xenophobe. Xenophobe. X. E. N. O. P. H. O. B. E. Xenophobe.
And now we go to Jean Ted, and your word, you ready?
Yeah.
Is perfidious.
Perfidious?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means guilty, treacherous, or faithless, or deceitful.
Can I have it in a sentence?
Sure. He was known to be perfidious and therefore untrustworthy.
Perfidious.
Mm-hmm.
P E R F I D I O U S. Perfidious?
So now you're going to tell me that they both got their words right, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, congratulations, you're both still here. So we go on to the next fun fight. Okay, Dara, for your word, I'm probably going to need an adult to come up and help me say it. I have it. Just took me a minute to get my head around it. Are you ready? Have we got an hour? Polymorphonuclear.
Give me the definition, please.
I'd love to. Of a leukocyte. You're good. You should be doing this. Having a lobed or segmented nucleus.
Could you put it in a sentence, please?
The scientists studied polymorphonuclear
leukocytes.
I don't know why he did that, but he did.
Polymorphonuclear.
Precisely.
Polymorphonuclear.
Take your time.
P-O-L-Y-M-O-R-P-H. What was it again?
Okay, it's polymorphonuclear. And I'll give you the letters that you have to say again.
Okay.
All right, so just think of where you're going to go from, all right? So you have to say P-O-L-Y. M-O-R-P-H. That's what you've already said for us. So polymorphonuclear.
So will I just go from there?
Yeah.
Take it from the top, is it?
Take it from the top if you can, yeah.
Okay.
Polymorph.
P-O-L-Y-M-O-R-P-H-O-N-U-C-L-E-A-R. Polymorph. Nuclear.
And then we move on to our next speller, and we're back to you, John. Ted, and your word is ephemeral.
Can you repeat that?
Ephemeral.
Ephemeral. Can I have a definition?
Yes, lasting for only a short time, transitory, short-lived.
Ephemeral. E-F-F-E-M-E-R-A-L. Ephemeral.
So that would mean that, as I see it, unfortunately for Jean-Ted, it's an E-P-H, not an E-F-F. So it's a goodbye and thank you. But it also means that we have a winner and a Leinster champion. She made us sing for our supper. She's aged me by approximately 3 decades. But she has excelled today to become for Wexford and the Gorey Educate Together. And now Leinster champion. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Dara. Well done. Well done. And everyone happy about that? And to Jean-Ted, runner-up, congratulations for coming so far. Well done. Okay. So do you want to go back to your family, Jean-Ted? And thank you for your time. Dara, do you want to bring the microphone up and tell us, given that you're wearing what looks like now your lucky green Converse, how do you feel after becoming the Leinster Spelling Bee champion?
Excited.
Yeah. Tell me how you felt about some of those words.
I thought I was going to get knocked out.
Which one did you think was going to trip you up most?
Polymorphonuclear.
I already hate that word, and I only learned it about 2 seconds ago. So tell me a little bit about how you became such a good speller, because you really are a knockout. How did that happen? Did you practice, or are you just a reader, or what's the story?
Well, I read, and I just practice a lot with at school.
Yeah, with your teacher, is it, or with friends, or what do you do?
I practice with my 2 friends and Orla.
Okay, and how do you pick words to practice on? Do you know what I mean? How do you find them?
They just pick them out of the dictionary.
Do they?
Yeah.
Then the harder the better, is that the idea?
Yeah.
They pick really hard ones just to try and, yeah. So your gang are here, they're all, do you want to say hello first? Where's the school down the back? With the, obviously the art class was busy making posters for you, that's good too. Well, why don't you come up and take this away from me, because I don't know, I don't need this trophy, this is yours. Is it? No, this is the overall one. Oh, no, you can't have that. I'm having this. This is coming around the country. Does she get anything?
Yes, she does. We're going to call everyone back up individually to give them their stuff, okay? So well done, Dara.
Okay, so that's the spelling bee from live from Drogheda. Sorry, I thought that was the interprovincial. It's actually the whole thing. Dara, you might get it in a few weeks' time when we're back in Dublin. We'll see you in Dublin. with the other champions. We'll go to Sligo next week and we'll hopefully meet somebody new there. But in the meantime, to all the families, brothers, sisters, mums, dads, guardians, friends, and everyone else, when you're going home with your yellow t-shirted champion today, be sure to let them know how amazing they are and how important they are and how brilliant they are as fun-size ambassadors for their schools and families. You've all been tremendous. But Dara particularly, obviously, with the win under the belt, congratulations. You're super, you really are a great champion. So well done, one and all. Thank you so much for coming along today. We're still on the radio, so let's take some music and we'll see you in a minute.